Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
System change, not climate change. Venezuela Ministerial Social Pre-COP towards Lima. The Ministerial Social Pre-COP was launched on Tuesday the 4th in Isla Margarita with discussions by social movements and non-governmental organizations to establish their position and agree on a document to be discussed on Thursday with ministers from 40 countries. They set some historical precedent since it is the first time a part of the international community will sit to dialogue with the people in order to define strategies of struggle against climate change. Under the slogan System Change, Not Climate Change, the discussion about this document represents a continuity of a debate that resulted in the resolution about climate change that global social movements and NGOs issued at the preparatory meeting to the Social Pre-COP that was held in Margarita from July the 15th to the 18th. This time, the agreed document will be presented on Thursday at the Ministerial Pre-COP when the spokespeople of the social organizations will debate with the people in charge of fighting climate change from 40 countries. This will take place before the pre-conference of the parties on climate change to be held in Lima, Peru in 2015 in the run-up to the Paris Conference, which will aim to replace the Kyoto Protocol to reduce carbon emissions at world level. When the dialogue tables close, the participants will issue a series of conclusions. Venezuelan and Peruvian Foreign Affairs Ministers Rafael Ramirez and Manuel Pulgar Vidal, respectively, will participate in the Ministerial Pre-COP on Friday. Two work sessions focused on the agreement to reach at the Pre-COP in Peru are also scheduled to take place. Until now, international spaces only received official proposals by transnational corporations, mainly responsible for carbon emissions. The first resolution of the preparatory meeting to the Social Pre-COP, agreed last July by social movements and environmental organizations, states that the only way to reduce carbon emissions and address climate change is to change the global capitalist system based on sustainable production and consumption patterns that generate inequality, injustice, poverty, and planetary destruction. An action plan was established in order to transition away from the crisis of this model, and green capitalism was blamed for trying to deceive the people, considering the purchase of bonds by the richest countries as a solution to the climate crisis, something which perpetuates the accumulation of capital and its climate effects. These conclusions were taken to the United Nations organization by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro during the latest Presidential Climate Change Summit held at the headquarters of this organization. Agreements after the Social Pre-COP will be submitted as well by Maduro at the Conference of the Parties to take place in Lima, Peru in December.
Real World Radio, broadcasting three words, building popular communications by FOI.